save you 15%.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Stampin' Good Day program. Those of you who are Roberta Fasanelli fans, you'll be happy to know that she has returned. Actually, she was deported by the Italians. They'd had enough of her and her family. So yesterday, under armed guard, they were brought to the airport in Milan, and they were put on the Delta flight and told in no uncertain terms that there better be no repeat of what went on there over the last 10 days. So Italy's loss is America's gain. Ladies and gentlemen, Roberta Fasanelli.
Happy New Year to you.
A number of people who are listening to this program for the first time this week. We replaced Dr. Laura in a number of markets around the country. And I got an email from one of the people yesterday who was listening for the first time to the program this week. And they were sort of analyzing the people that are on the air here. And wondered why I didn't have somebody who was older and wiser, because I have Rich, who's a homophobe, and Jennifer, who's a young Valley girl.
Hey! Just rude.
Going through all of the litany of the people who are on the program, and Clay sounds like he's connected sometimes, but they're not sure to what.
Yeah, that's true.
Or to whom. And so here I am, all alone, fighting the forces of nature, and where, to my wondering eyes, does appear Roberta Fasanelli.
Now I'm here
my
to save you.
Is here to save the day, and the Queen of Cheap
here
is back
at
the bottom of the hour. So Roberta comes with stories, as you can imagine. She always has baggage and stories.
Well, the truth why the Italians supported me.
Yeah.
In Italy, when you say Happy New Year, it's Buon Anno.
Buon Anno.
Buon Anno.
Good year.
However, I was mispronouncing it ever so subtly, and I was saying Buon Anno.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, the word Anno in Italian is a colloquial word for, I don't know, can I say this on the air? What do you call a donkey, another word for a donkey that starts with an A?
You can call him a jackass.
Well, or just an ass.
You can call him, you can call him
right.
An ass.
So,
yeah.
Anno means, is a colloquial term in Italian for ass. So, I was going around telling people,
good ass.
Buon Anno, which basically meant good ass.
Nice. And therefore, the deportation.
They were looking at me strange. I'm going, I'm being really nice. I'm smiling. I'm saying happy New Year. Why are they looking at me like, you know, I have two heads? And that was why.
There it is. The story of Roberta's return to the radio. And here she is. So those of you who have thought that we were lacking because we only have a homophobe and a Valley girl, now we have...
Now you got the New Yorker.
We got a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And Richie's got his mouth full as usual. Okay. So let's get
Trail
to
mix.
The story of this homeless
news
man. It's a pretty good story. If you've not heard it, we're going to play a clip that basically speaks for itself. And this is a wonderful way to welcome Roberta back, because Roberta, like me, is an old radio rat. She's been around... Not as long as I have been, but she's been around. And basically, Jennifer's a radio rat, too. Rich is only the neophyte. Clay wants to be a radio rat when he grows up. But Richie comes to the play late in the fact he's been around for 14 years. Roberta's been at this for 30-some-odd, and I have her bested, so that tells you where I am. So as I listened to this for the first time. Clay told me about this yesterday. He said, you got to listen to this clip of this guy. And then I watched the video, and I thought, geez, I've worked with this guy at some point in time. Here he is. He has no place to live, nothing to eat. He admits on the video that he was into drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things, which is what befell, unfortunately, a lot of people who were in this business who got successful, and they went down the wrong path. But his voice is really something special. And the video that went viral yesterday after we started. I don't know that it was us that got it there, but we had it on our website, and we had it on. Didn't we put it on Facebook, Clay? What did we do with this yesterday with this video?
I think we just discovered it and talked about it very briefly.
All right. So as the video went viral, this guy has had any number of job offers. He will not ever again be homeless or hungry.
There was two radio guys who shot the video.
Yeah. Right.
On so the, and they posted it on right. their website.
Right.
And then another national show who was friends of theirs,
yeah.
posted a music show,
uh-huh.
Posted it. So
is
it's
Bob
within
and Tom?
The radio.
Who did this?
Cincinnati guys.
Lex. Cincinnati.
Columbus or Cincinnati guys?
Columbus. It's the guy
There's
that
no national show out of Columbus or Cincinnati.
No.
I'm betting it's Bob and Tom.
Anyway, it's not important. It's a local Columbus show that they're on this. He's on this morning.
Right. Okay. So here is the video. If you go to DougStephan.com, this is our video of the day. This homeless man who has the voice. I could imagine him getting a job pretty much anywhere because he really does have. He looks horrible. Oh,
yeah.
The old business.
Most radio people
he's
got
old the voice. Right. The fact that I dare do this program of the Good Day Show video machine cranking away here. I guess it says something. I'm not too worried about the looks. But a lot of people that we've worked with over the years, Roberta, have had great voices, mm-hmm. great faces, as they say, for the radio. So here's the video, the audio from the video that explains the story of the homeless radio man.
There are often homeless people asking for change, freeway exit ramps. But recently, there's been this guy with an interesting sign at I-71 and Hudson Street. His handwritten sign says he has the God-given gift of a great voice.
Hey, I'm going to make you work for your dollar. Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. And we'll be back with more right after these words. And don't forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert. Thank you so much. Well, when I was 14 years old, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. When I was 14, I kind of listened to one of our area radio announcers.
Pat St. John.
And I went as a field trip to go meet the guy, and he looked nothing like what he sounded like.
Oh, they
so
never do.
I asked him about that, and he said to me, listen, radio is defined theater of mind. And so when he said theater of mind, I just said, well, hey, I can't be an actor, I can't be an on-air personality, but the voice just became something of a development over years, and I went to school for it. And then alcohol and drugs and a few other things became part of my life. And I got 2 years clean, and I'm trying hard to get it back, and hopefully somebody from one of these television or radio says, hey, I need a voiceover, or I need something. So, you know, I'm hoping one day... Watch Family Guy, weeknights at 7:30 on Fox. One of you anything, but that's what it is. And I love radio.
Not bad.
God bless him. Do we look like we sound? 800-510-8255.
Did someone think that you were of a different racial perspective?
Yeah, right. I think somebody one time thought I was black.
We had a call once and said... He went to the website and was shocked to see Doug's blue eyes.
And then Richie was happy to tell him I was the whitest guy that had ever
and you
on
are
on the radio. Okay, so here's our poll today at gooddayshow.com. If you see a homeless person on the side of the street, do you help them? A, yes, I always give what I can. B, no, if they want money, they ought to get a job. C, I don't give money, but will often give food. And D, I don't always give, but I will... If the person seems honest. You know, this sort of reminds me. Roberta, you and I had this conversation once. We were going down the street in New York. We were walking someplace, and there was somebody asking, and I was annoyed. And then there was a, later in the day, something happened. This is in the years when I had some money.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one Christmas, I gave out, I don't know, about $3,000 or $4,000 in $100 bills to people. And where it was like 4 or 5 days before Christmas. And I just happened to be in places where there were folks who were in need.
Don't you wish you knew Doug Ben?
Yeah, really.
Well,
yeah.
But it wasn't about it. It was the same as, let's say, giving a $10 bill today. And I do it, but I often do it grudgingly. See many more of them in Los Angeles than I do. I honestly, in Framingham and the greater Boston area, I can't tell you that I ever see a homeless person. And I
really?
Can't. Yeah, I mean, it's cold as hell here. Who wants to be here? And then, but I don't remember seeing them in the summertime. But in Los Angeles, wherever I am, they're all over the place. Santa Monica, where I have my home, is, my God, Richie's been out there. Every corner. And the Santa Monica City Council, like, invites them. Come on,
can
down.
I borrow $5 for a Starbucks?
$5? Can I have, you know, and I never give to anybody who's smoking. Never. That's my one rule. I will never, if they've got money, they can go find a way to buy cigarettes. I will not give them any money. Never.
Yeah, it blew my mind when I was walking down the promenade in Santa Monica.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, the promenade, they're all over the
place.
You
see homeless guys drinking Starbucks.
Yeah.
And you're just like...
such an L.A. thing.
That was like $4 for that cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this video was posted January 3rd.
Yeah.
Has 2.7 million views already.
Mm. Yep. Good.
I told y'all about it yesterday, it had 303.
That's right. Yeah,
you're our hero.
Had about 400.
Clay
is
our hero.
Apparently, some company has donated $15,000 to the local radio station to hire him.
Yeah.
To contribute to hire him.
Well, but he'll get a job now.
Some company has pledged $10,000 in voiceover work for him.
Good for him. All right, but back to the one of the original parts of this. We laugh about how we sound. What do you think? It's easier today because you go to the website, you go to gooddayshow.com, you see pictures of Roberta, you see pictures of Jennifer, pictures of Richie, pictures of Clay, pictures of me. And so you get an idea. And now we have this stream, so you can go to gooddayshow.com and watch me and watch Richie as we go through our antics on the program. But still, you get this feeling as you hear the voice. If you don't see a picture, you have an image. This is the wonderful thing about radio. The imagination is allowed to work, and the fertile business in your mind goes out and thinks, okay, this is what he looks like, this is what she looks like, they sound, and that gets lost a little bit.
Here's the challenge.
Yeah.
If you have not already
seen,
go to gooddayshow.com.
Yeah.
And look at all of our pictures.
Right.
Call us at 1-800-510-8255 and tell us which one of us looks the least like our voice.
Mm-hmm. The least.
Like when you looked at, say, Roberta's picture and you were like, oh, my God, I didn't expect that. Or Doug's or Jennifer or me. You look at my picture.
Oh, my God, he's so old.
And you're like,
you don't have to say it that way, by the way. I didn't expect that.
Well, because that's what happens.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You go to a radio personality's
Absolutely.
Picture
yeah.
and you look at it and you're like, I didn't expect that.
Casey Kasem doesn't look at all. He looks like he's a little squat.
Yeah.
But he sounds like, oh, I've got this big voice. And sometimes the pleasantness of the voice, there are all kinds of things that go into, obviously, making up a voice. My voice sounds a lot different now than it did when I was a kid, mostly because, I don't know, I've worked on it, or I just working in it or on it for as many years as I have has allowed me to sound a little more, well, I don't know, different than what I look like, I think. 19 after on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. Who among us is the most surprising when it comes right down to how he or she looks versus how he or she sounds? Would you like to take a shot at that? 800-510-TALK on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
The IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Corrected.
All right, let's see here. 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We were talking about the homeless man with the golden voice. The video of the day today at gooddayshow.com. Yesterday, we had a video of a father and his young daughter singing a song that was made popular by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros called Home. And I think it's worth a revisit. As long as our mind is in the video of the day department, the acoustic Very cover nice. Of this song is so nice. And so we present it to you for your enjoyment. This is not a music radio program, but this is a program about life, and music is an important part of life. And this is a great testament to, I think, a father's love for his daughter and her love for her father. It comes across in the song. Yeah, it's very, very nice. So that's yesterday. We keep up the videos. How long, actually, Clay, usually do the videos stay up at the website, gooddayshow.com? We feature them on a day. They stay there for a month, 2 months, forever.
Yeah, they're supposed to stay there forever, but we had some bug that kept deleting our archives, but that's been worked out now. So they should be there for infinity, Doug.
No bugs allowed.
And beyond.
Yeah. So then today's video, this homeless man with the wonderful voice, gets us off to thinking about what you think we look like. And so Richie asked what which person on the staff looks the least like he or she sounds. Emil, what is it that you have observed in listening to this program?
Doug, I was completely surprised by Roberta Facinelli.
Really?
I envisioned you with a cool, polished look, with a seductive overbite, a little gaunt in the face. And,
what? Wow. That's descriptive.
And how do you see it?
My God.
Oh, I find you to be beautiful in face and form.
Oh, thank you.
How much of a form have you actually seen there? I mean,
oh, man.
Beautiful. I hate that picture of myself on the website.
Form.
God. Emil, that's beautiful.
I know. That was like a romance novel.
Overbite, huh?
All right. Thank you, Emil. Listen to the Queen of Sheep. You'll be rewarded. There's got to be something there for you.
Even down to the overbite. I love it.
Overbite.
But that just goes to show you. Everybody gets the picture in their head.
Aren't you glad you came back, Roberta?
Wow. Yeah, made my morning.
Roberta than the overbite. That could almost be the name of a singing group, Roberta.
It is.
And the overbite.
Actually, Bruce has an overbite, so that's good. If I'm in company with him, that's good.
In great company. Mm-hmm. All right, meanwhile, Richie, I have on a different plaid shirt today. For those of you, I've maintained that I will never wear the same shirt on this program ever twice.
So I, that one. Very nice.
A little flannelly. Work here. 28 after on Good Day, Shelley Palmer.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Netflix has made deals with major Blu-ray and internet-ready TV manufacturers to include a Netflix button on their remote controls. Panasonic, Samsung, Sony, Boxy, and Roku are among those adding the big red Netflix button. There are over 250 Netflix-ready devices available, so one-push access is going to change everything. In other news, a malicious Christmas e-card claiming to come from the White House duped government workers, stealing 2 gigabytes of documents. Employees who opened the email included those working for large agencies like the National Science Foundation's Office of Cyber Infrastructure. No level of cyber protection can stop someone from opening an email. And finally, schools across the nation are testing pilot programs that would equip students with iPads. New York City public schools have ordered over 2,000 alone, with cities in Virginia, California, and North Carolina following suit. The device could have some educational merit. However, a $750 iPad is much harder to replace than a textbook. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
Intuit Small Business presents Invoices in 30 Seconds. Just open Intuit QuickBooks, type in the who, what, where, when, and how much, and voila! A professional invoice ready to print or email in under 30 seconds, giving me ample time to do the backstroke through this swimming pool of cherry gelatin. I'm stuck. Try Intuit QuickBooks Online free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's going to be.
Do you realize? Where do you think rock and roll would be if we made everybody use proper
if Doug
English?
Was in charge.
Wishing and hoping and praying and loving.
There'd be a lot of wall of sound and a lot of.
Yeah. Wednesday, January the 5th, 2011. Roberta Fasanelli is back. The Queen of Sheep will be here in just a matter of moments. She is here to serve you. We are here to serve you. Trying to get all of our time used wisely here, digging deeper into the things that are important, because there's a shortage of time. There's never enough time. You know that. There's never enough time to do what you want to do, to have your priorities, all of them.
Oh,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How do we get all of this stuff done?
Reach it. Yep.
In the day?
Yep.
Have you set priorities for your goals? Do you know what is number one, Richie?
Today?
Number one today is?
We are finishing up our video studio. We finished construction, and now we're doing the equipment install and design. And that is number one on my agenda here
number
at the
one.
Office today.
All right, Roberto, what is number one with you? What do you have?
Oh, and number two?
Yeah.
I have a conference call with my Medifast.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Oh, yeah, I have to do that, too.
Coach
yes.
type person.
The MetaFast yes. guru is otherwise known as a dietitian.
Yeah, the dietitian.
Right. That's
about... I don't think that lady likes me. I've got to call her.
Really? Yeah. All right, so that's going to be... We're working, by the way, for those of you who are wondering, we're all on a MetaFast diet. We're going to shape up or ship out. The only person who isn't on it is Clay, because he doesn't need to be. I got my little role that I want to get rid of early this year. Richie's working on his... And, well, everybody's got, what do they call it, pooches with women? They call
pooches?
It
pooches?
We call it a muffin top, Doug.
No, no. When you've had a baby, you have what's left there, that area.
The pooch.
That
pooch,
sagginess
right?
that's been stretched out,
yeah.
like you never get rid of for the
right.
rest of your
that's
life
exactly
unless you have a baby
Roberta.
At 22.
Yeah, that's it, Roberta. Yes, right.
Yeah. Okay.
So pretty
thank
when you say it.
Yeah, right. Is Roberta, the overbite queen.
The overbite queen. The gold
right.
overbite queen.
No wasting time, though. Wasting time is not allowed here on the Good Day program. And as an example of how we get right to the heart of the matter, Roberta back from her vacation, Christmas vacation, the Queen of Cheap. Go to the box at gooddayshow.com that features her picture, overbite or not, and you will find the items today that will help you save some money. Roberta, please.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster power.
Wow. I can dust this out, Roberta.
It's yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, you know how I love Amazon.com. It's just like I probably do 90% of my buying on Amazon.com. Well, if you're a student, you can get that free two-day shipping, the Amazon Prime that you normally pay for. If you're a student, you can get it free for an entire year. You just have to go there and sign up. Just join Amazon Student. And you also get 30% off new textbooks, 90% off used textbooks, and all sorts of email offers. So it could be a real money saver if you're a student. And also, if you're a mom or somebody taking care of a child, even if they're like a grandparent, you can get 3 months free of Amazon Prime through signing up through Amazon Mom. Now, Olive Garden.
Mama.
We've got $5 off two dinner entrees at Olive Garden. I actually like Olive Garden. I tend to stay away from fast food joints as much as I can, but they've got this soup and salad thing, which
would
is unlimited soup
them,
and unlimited salad.
TGI Friday.
Oh, they're
and
chains.
Applebee's. Yeah. They fast food. They're not like McDonald's or
stay away from
Burger
any
King, Taco Bell. Yeah. They're not the same ilk as that.
Well, I like to patronize the mom and pop restaurants
right, okay,
because my parents
fair.
Had a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
right.
You know, I tend to try to patronize those. But the Olive Garden
was biting on all that.
Deal.
What the problem was with the gentleman who called, Roberta's overbite was caused when she was a young child by eating all that stale
too much
Italian
lasagna
bread.
Yes, exactly.
That they had around.
And Roberta's patronizing local restaurants has nothing to do with her wanting to support local business.
It's
it has
it's
everything
cheaper.
To do because at restaurant.com, yes. She gets the coupons.
Right, that's right. I get the $25 coupons for $2. Yes,
right,
indeed. We've got free Coke with a large popcorn purchase at AMC Theaters. I don't like Coke, I think, is bad for you, but
it
you
is.
Do drink it.
You know what we found out yesterday, Roberta,
free.
By the way?
What?
Yesterday we discovered, I think it was 12 teaspoons of sugar.
I think I said 12, but I think it was 16 or something like
was
that.
Was it? It was at least well, it was 12. It was,
it doesn't matter, really.
Once you get over one, it becomes sort of a non-starter.
A lot of sugar.
In any yeah. pop, soda pop, whatever you want to call it, tonic, the popular commercial brands, they have that much sugar in them. And I think, didn't we, for those of you who didn't hear it, I think we discovered that the average American has the equivalent of a 55-gallon drum of sugar every year.
I have an admission to make.
A 50,
yeah, but you don't know whether it's in the food
right,
or not,
right.
unless
but
you actually
I don't
read the
processed
label.
Foods, and I don't drink soda.
Well,
so.
I'm telling you, it's everywhere, Roberta. It's
I'd like to make an admission.
Yes,
go ahead.
Hi, my name is Rich.
Yeah, right. I'm
a
addict.
Sugaraholic.
Hi, Rich. I'm a sugarholic.
Yeah.
I'm
you know,
2 days free of any kind of soda.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I got to be 2 days free. I got to get all my cookies eaten before we go on this MetaFast diet.
You're going to gorge.
Yeah,
gonna
I have chocolate
like, wow.
chip cookies every
I put
half
a
hour.
I up
here.
In the kitchen. The next person that brings in a box of cookies and lays them on the kitchen
gets
counter
fired.
Here at the office
loses a kneecap.
Yeah.
Can I continue?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
We've got a free movie rental at Blockbuster Express.
Free.
We've got the codes for you. Also, you know, we talk about getting free e-books from Amazon a lot. Well, you can also get free e-books from Borders. You can get a free Borders app. You know, they have their version of the Kindle. I think it's called the Kobo. And you can download that also.
Or
and,
for those people who are homeless,
books.
It's called the Hobo.
The Hobo.
The Hobo.
The Nook, by the way.
And here's something for you, Jen. Rouge Magazine. Get a free subscription.
How
it comes out four
the
times
Kobo
a year.
From the Nook.
And you got a lot of makeup coupons inside.
Ooh,
it also. So sign up for a free subscription.
Yeah. Okay. Good deals. Smart steals, steals and deals.
All on DougStefan.com.
Good day, show. Listen to Roberta trying to be like
yeah.
a homeless guy.
Go to DougStefan.com.
We could probably arrange you being homeless. You
want
to sign over your real estate to me in New York, and you could be homeless tomorrow if you'd like.
Well,
okay.
That sounds like a great deal, Roberta.
Yeah, deal. I can do voiceovers and
that's
be homeless.
A giver, Dougie.
Save something on everything. Good day supermarket coupons are there. A lot of exclusive information. The Queen of Cheap Box. At gooddayshow.com, now you know why Roberta is here. She's not just a valley girl or a homophobe or whatever else was used. I was taken back, actually, by this email that came from this person who is a new listener. And Richie, I don't know if you heard me talking about this before. We get email a lot, obviously. We have all kinds of Facebook input. People are using the new media. It's Doug at DougStefan.com, if you'd like, or Doug at gooddayshow.com. And I just, this woman was obviously a serious listener of the program and wanted something more.
Okay, so, to be fair to this poor lady,
yeah.
I'm going to admit a few things.
I think her name was Karen or Catherine, one or the other.
I don't want you to judge us because Rich and I have something more. Rich did yesterday admit that he was a homophobe.
Right.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I do live in the Valley. So, you know, but would you make fun of somebody that had a New England accent like Doug? Come on.
Huh?
It's just where we're from.
Where you it's packed in the yard. What's your problem?
Give this to me again.
Oh, my God, Dougie, totally.
What was she wanting more of? What
she wants more depth. She wants somebody who thinks.
Look at me.
You are very deep.
I'm deep as a puddle.
There you go.
I'm deep.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Another day older and deeper in
trouble.
All right, so we have television news in just a matter of moments.
So much stuff to tell you.
There's a new Hollywood high-tech show. Did you see the info on that? Who's going to be on it?
By the way.
Why do you do that to me?
I'm just setting it up. I'm not giving it away. I set it up. I'm teeing it up for you.
Nobody told me, or did I miss it, that Kevin Pollak had a new game show.
Kevin Pollak.
Oh, a million dollar drop.
Show. Yeah.
I don't know who Kevin Pollak
million
is.
Million dollar drop. I thought
it was on Fox. It was on last night.
Yeah. I walk into the bedroom and I see the TV and I'm like, what's Kevin Pollak doing?
Not a game
Can
game
I
show.
Give you a tip,
Call
Rich?
Check.
Don't get too used to it.
It was actually okay.
All right. We were talking about Gwyneth Paltrow earlier. We'll get back to her in a matter of moments. A lot of miscellaneous important television news, including a review of Piers Morgan. You want it in one word? I got it for you. In one word.
I'm sure it's pleasant.
Oh, it's perfect.
And it's rap with a C.
Right. There's four letters and it ends in P. The court, by the way, once again, we'll have this story about the FCC fine for NYPD Blue. Wait till you hear.
Yeah.
It's not anything that you wouldn't
expect. 20 years.
It's a great story. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Full again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Okay, we have 14 before the hour, 57 channels, plus another 500. One of them is ABC. This is the most ridiculous reality. Why people don't want to throttle, why we don't have an uprising, why we don't overthrow the government. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals has thrown out yet again another Federal Communication Commission fine for ABC. This is the fourth time this has been through the courts. This is a 20-year-old issue. It goes back to an episode of NYPD Blue, mm-hmm, where Charlotte Rose's bare back butt was on the screen.
What year was this?
This is 20,
a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 88 or 90 or something, right?
90 something,
yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Right. So in 2003, this is the answer to a case from 8 years. This was filed 8 years ago, the fourth time. $1 million fine against 52 ABC affiliates, so $52 million for showing her bare back.
Shoot, what was the name of the show?
NYPD Blue.
NYPD Blue. Thank you. I'm looking it up.
Let it go, people. It's okay.
Who was offended by this?
Nobody except these morons, and we let the government. They have so far, Roberta, spent $49 million of the taxpayers' money prosecuting this thing.
It's great.
They will never get a nickel out of ABC. They have never gotten a nickel out of anybody. Fox, you name it, ABC, NBC, the CBS thing for Nipplegate. They have sued all of these companies, and they have never gotten a nickel, and they never will get a nickel, because there is no definition for obscenity, because nobody can come up with a definition that's acceptable to everybody for what is obscene or indecent. So we continue to be harassed by these egg clowns who spend our money willy-nilly. Meanwhile, we have a vote on the debt ceiling going to $14 trillion, and these idiots continue to waste millions of dollars doing what in nobody's right mind is the people's business. Why we allow this to happen over and over and over and over again, they kowtow to these stupid right-wing groups. They have about three members whose only reason for being is so that they can have a 501c3 to get paid. Brent Bozell and these other idiots.
It's funny you mentioned that because in 2005, Parents Television Council was all over them for profanity and violence, but they weren't the ones who complained about the episode Nude Awakening, which actually aired February 25th, 2003.
On what show?
On NYPD Blue.
That was still on then?
Yep.
I guess.
But that's when they filed the suit.
Did you know Wheel of Fortune is giving a chance to be Vanna for a day?
No, what's going on? Tell us the story, Jennifer.
You should do that, Jen.
It starts today and goes through January 18th, and viewers can do a 60-second audition video. You go to wheelofortune.com. You do your Vanna-style moves, and then the producers are going to get five finalists. Those videos go up on the website. Viewers vote.
Jennifer,
and you get to be in February.
This is all you.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? Can you see me doing the letter thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would be great at this.
Okay, I'll try out. Tonight also is the People's Choice Awards live on CBS from the Nokia Theater. You can see Conan O'Brien, Ashton Kutcher will be there, Neil Patrick Harris. And then Clout.com, Dougie, named the top 10 most influential TV shows of 2010.
Really?
Can you guess who they were?
Lost would be one of them.
Lost was number one. Very good.
24 is in there.
Nope. American Idol was number two. The surprise number three listing that everybody's talking about is Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld, which is a satirical talk show on Fox News. Didn't even know it airs at like 3 in the morning.
Never heard of it.
Oh, no. Big Brother, Jersey Shore, Project Runway, they were up there, too.
Gwyneth Paltrow is hosting Saturday Night Live next week. She's been on it three times. We were talking about it earlier, dealing with the depression. The article is in the Good Housekeeping magazine for February. 51 after on Good Day.
All right, Jen, go do your audition tape now.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for everybody's favorite pet person, Warren Eckstein, who's here from the pet show, which is aired every week around the country on a lot of great radio stations. He has an online store. You can go to thepetshow.com and see the story, hugsandkisses.com. Some of the best things you can give to your cat or your dog are things you find at Warren's website. Here's something I want you to think about, Warren. You know, we're very deep, and we're thinking all the time on this program. I have come up with a way for us to understand why we have dogs and not wives, those of us who are not married.
I can give you a quick answer to that, though.
Like only one? Dogs? Yeah, go ahead. You give me your answer.
They don't take 50% when they leave.
That's a good way to get started. Dogs don't notice if you call them by another dog's name. They never notice that,
yeah,
right?
No, they don't care.
Dogs like it if you leave a lot of things on the floor.
That's
true. A dog's parents never visit. Dogs agree that you have to raise your voice to get your point across. You never have to wait for a dog. They're always ready to go 24 hours a day. Dogs find you amusing when you're drunk. Dogs like to go hunting and fishing. Yeah. A dog will not wake you up at night to ask, if I died, would you get another dog? If a dog has babies, you can put an ad in the paper and give them away. A dog will let you put a studded collar on it without calling you a pervert. If a dog smells another dog on you, they don't get mad. They just think it's interesting. Dogs like to ride on the back of a pickup truck.
That's right.
And last but not least, as Warren just put forth for us to think about, if a dog leaves, he doesn't take half of his stuff.
Pull that good dog out!
And they're honest. You never lose an argument with a dog.
Nope.
No, they're always, you can come home in any condition.
Always happy to see you. Yep, always there. Now, here's the story of a dog. I don't know if you saw this or not. over in Europe that gave birth to 17 puppies?
I did see that story.
So what? How does that happen? How do you get to...
Now, do I have to explain how it happened?
No. You know what I mean. How is there room?
Was it living with the Octomom?
Yeah.
In the water.
Yeah. Octomom has puppy, which has 17 puppies.
And so, you know, it's one of those freaks of nature. It just happens. You know, there was just a litter born in Florida with 13 puppies, which is an incredible size, not 17. It's just one of those things that happens with nature. Let me tell you a funny story about that. Years ago, I did a story about a St. Bernard, a female St. Bernard in Florida that was sleeping. And while she was sleeping, I don't know what other word to use, but she was raped by a dachshund.
Ooh.
And she had, I think, 16 or 17 puppies at that point.
Wow.
So just one of those, and then there were other dogs.
When you put it that way, it sounds icky. Doesn't it sound icky?
That sounds kind of icky, doesn't it?
That sounds icky.
But just think about the dogs that have, for example, one puppy in a litter, which is not that uncommon either.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
now, I remember a cat. We had a cat once that had one cat, one little kitten.
You know, it's interesting that you brought that up, though, Doug, because behaviorally, which is my specialty, depending on the number of puppies in a litter can be very important to the way that the dog turns out to be. For example, if it was a large litter and they had to fight for the mother's teats, the dog might be more possessive over food. If it was a large litter and they kind of had to just fight with each other for a place to sleep, you might have one dog that is more dominant and another dog that's more submissive. So all of that stuff I take into consideration when working with a dog, how many puppies were in the litter.
Hmm. All right. So there is a psychological. Maybe the dogs are like people that come from home. I was talking to somebody yesterday who had 11 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Good Irish Catholic family, so they thought. And the people that are at the end, the 11th or 12th child, what do they get? And it's the same thing, maybe, right, with a little puppy. There is a warning label now on certain flea collars.
I can't believe I just listened to this whole conversation.
Why? What's the matter with the whole? What's the matter with this conversation?
You're comparing litters to Irish Catholic families.
Kind of similar in some ways.
Notice Warren didn't say anything after
I'm
that.
Just, I'm
sitting here answering an email, and I'm like, what in the world is he talking about?
Well, I mean, the puppy or the little cat at the end of the litter, pig is at the end of the litter, doesn't get enough. And the same is true with a big family where the children at the end don't get enough.
My last name is Eckstein. What do I know about Irish Catholic?
That's right, exactly. All right, Warren. And so much for the flea collar warning
we'll
labels.
We'll talk about that next week because it's real important.
All right. We want important stuff here on the Good Day program. Warren Eckstein, who's the leader of the club Faithful You and Me, E-C-K-S-T-E-I-N-S. I can't make that rhyme with anything, Warren. Sorry. 59 after.